The Torah content from now through Pesach has been sponsored by the Kofsky family in loving memory of Adira, who loved big ideas and asking big questions.
Okay, so I think this is going to be the last day that we do this year because we're almost done. All right, so we did the Svara yesterday that that there are really two aspects of Chukos HaGoyim. There's the universal and the particular. The universal is, I'm just going to read it again because it was clear. Inin haklali ino iser avodazara gufa ella dehava iser latanai mukdam avodazara. The general iser, so the general theme is not the prohibition of avodazara itself, but is a prohibition on the precondition of avodazara hu chayim habilti hegyonim. That's the life of the irrational. Ratzalomar avodazara hi kamo ilan hatzmeach mitoch adam miyuchedes vi hachaim habilti hegyon. Meaning that avodazara is like a tree that sprouts in a specific soil, and that's the irrational life. Hachaim habilti hegyonim habian inyan haklali shel chukos HaGoyim. I'm just going to read in English. The irrational life is a general theme or general idea in the chukos HaGoyim, and includes all the superstitious behaviors, but it is not worship of a strange god. Rather, they are the paths of irrationality from which Avodah Zarah flows. Now we can understand the relationship between Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayos regarding Chukos HaGoyim, because the common denominator is the life of the irrational, which is the life of the Yetzer. And once Mikim Hashem Himshicha, since being drawn after the fantasies of the heart, is pertains to the general matter, then b'kach havi iser below sasuru kashal inin chukos HaGoyim. That's why the two iserim are related. Okay, but then he says there's a particular iser which he says of chukos HaGoyim, which is the prohibition of the gavra to demonstrate or to I always have a hard time translating laharos, to show himself, to demonstrate himself, to reflect outwardly as someone who is living the life of the irrational. Since the nature of the Isser is an Isser of demonstration, so then it can be found in three areas. So then it goes through the hair, the garments, and the house, which all are different ways that halakha treats ways to reflect the status, right? The hair being like haircuts, clothing being, you know, like an avelus, or what did we say for clothes? Kohanim, yeah.
Interesting thing that the names isn't part of that, you know, because like that's like the Medrash.
Right.
The Rashi.
Yeah. Yeah, it is interesting.
Like those two and then names, not those two. And then
right. Names. Although what I would say, my understanding of that Rashi and Shemos is that that's what made the Jewish people distinct in the sense of it prevented them from assimilating. Not because, but the names are not necessarily intrinsic to, Avodah Zarah or its opposite, you know? Yeah, it is interesting. Yeah. It's also funny because the, not that this would prove or disprove anything, but you know, Daniel Hanani Mijal Azariah got named like a Avodah Zarah names, you know. And you got to wonder also, I don't know like who talks about this, but you got to wonder if Bas Paro is naming him Moshe was, you know, I mean, I'm Mishisihu, they had beliefs about the Mayim, you know, like so, you know, it's an interesting
also,
thing.
I'm pretty sure, like,
I thought Esther, but that's
thing. Right, Esther yeah, Mordecai, yeah, Esther Mordecai, right, yeah, right.
But I'm pretty sure. I don't know where I got this from. I'm pretty sure I heard from somewhere, I read somewhere that like Moshe was like an Egyptian name or something like that.
Uh-huh, right.
Or that he had
right.
an Egyptian
yeah.
name.
Yeah.
One of the two, I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, plain shot of the pasuk is that it's an Egyptian name, right? I mean,
that's true. Well, it's different fact that it's Mihamayim, which is like Lashon HaKodesh, right?
Yeah, that's Lashon HaKodesh, but like, you know, it, the fact that she named him, I mean, plain shot is that she named him like, you know, an Egyptian name. I don't know. Yeah. Okay. So now this is the new part. So in light of all this, the expression chukos HaGoyim is a reference to two inyanim. Inyan aklali, the universal thing, ratzlomer hareka shemimeno tzomachas avodah zarah, the backdrop from which avodah zarah sprouts, the inyan aprati, and the particular, ratzlomer ha'isr laharos es atmo kamisha shayach l'inyan aklali, which is the prohibition to act or demonstrate yourself as someone who relates to the universal. Ubezeh, through this, kavanas kriyas ha-halachas b'shem hilchos avodah zarah b'chukos HaGoyim, he, l'inyan ha-klali. So now we can say that the title, avodah zarah b'chukos HaGoyim, the chukos HaGoyim is relating to the universal, not the particular. Shezeh kolo harbe mitzvos, b'gon menachos b'kozim, that includes many mitzvos. So that knocks out the question of, why are you calling it based on these two things if there's only one mitzvah and three halachas of chukos HaGoyim? Yeah, one mitzvah and three halachas about the inyan prati, But the Union Klali pertains to many of the mitzvos.
Can you explain this idea of the universal in particular again?
Yeah. So the universal is the iser it's prohibiting the pathways of the life of the irrational. Okay. And those pathways are through all these superstitious ways of thinking and acting. Okay. Like omen reading and worrying about, like, you know, believing fortune telling and astrology and all this other stuff and consulting the dead. No. So that's the thing. It's related to Avodah Zarah. Okay. And it is the soil from which Avodah Zarah sprouts, but it's not worship of another god. Okay. So that's the Inyan Klali.
That's what this is going.
Chukas Hagoy refers to two things. Chukas Hagoy refers to the universal and the particular. The universal is all of these irrational modes of behavior, which fertilize, you know, the Avodah Zarah tree.
Right.
Okay. But then the Inyan Prati is to demonstrate the status of the Gavra as one who is living a life of the irrational. And that's the haircuts, the circuses, and the garments. So in the title Hilchos Avodah Zarah Chukas Hagoy, Our question was premised on the fact that there are 50 mitzvos of Avodah Zarah and only one mitzvah of Chukas Hagoy. But now what he's showing is no, there are mitzvos of Avodah Zarah, and then there are many mitzvos of Chukas Hagoy in the universal sense, right? That the Menachesh and Kosim and Dorj al-Mezim and, you know, all that other stuff, those are all part of Chukas Hagoy also. And it's a fitting title because the Torah is trying to uproot the tree and get rid of the soil, you know?
Right.
Yeah. Does that answer your question?
I think so. But is he trying to line up as Chukas Hagoy is one of these is either universal or particular, and the other one is, as one of these is universal and one of these is particular?
No, Chukas Hagoy is both. There's two dimensions of Chukas Hagoy.
Right.
Yeah. That's also why the Torah can say, don't follow the Chukas Hagoy by doing all these sexual behaviors. Because you can say, well, what do you mean? If Chukas Hagoy means cutting my hair, what does that have to do with, like, sleeping with an animal or, like, with my mother, you know? So his answer is no. Chukas Hagoy is the entire, the Inyan Klali is the universal life of the Yetzer immersed in the irrational, which is going to find expression in the instinctual outlets of sexuality and also in the, it's in the Lo Sasura Akhil Vavreinegim. It's going to be the world of the Taivas and the world of thoughts and beliefs. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the universal thing. But then there is one particular thing that the Torah is trying to prohibit, which is specific, you know, categories of action that reflect the status of the Gavra. Mm-hmm. Okay, so then he says,
but again, somebody who does like who does a menachish,
right?
They're not chayev misa for Avodah Zarah, right?
They are chayev for violating menachish, which I think is malchus.
So that's that works well then.
Yeah, it does. Right, right.
Not, I mean, if it was like a prat of Avodah Zarah, then you would think that it would be more than malchus, no?
Yes and no. I mean, Avodah Zarah is stringent, but not all of the surim that are relating to Avodah Zarah itself are high of Misa. Mm-hmm. You know, like that, the Torah doles out punishments for different considerations. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Good try though. Yeah. Okay. Umipineze, have you run as a tosefta, kamakor, ikari, sefer mitzvos, mitzvos losa se lamin. That, now this is answering another question. This is why the Raman brings the tosefta, which remember just had the list of all of the particular darkei ha'amori. He brings that as the source for Chukas Hagoy, even though the Tosefta only has two particulars that involve like the actual Isser for Chukas Hagoy, the hair cutting. Okay, why? He says, She Tosefta, Kalola Shnei Isurim Pratim, Besocha Isurim, Minin HaKlali Shal Chukas Hagoy, Kagon Menachi V'Kosim. The Tosefta includes two particular Isurim within the general prohibition, universal prohibition that encompasses all the superstitious behaviors, which reflect the nature of the particular iser in relation to the universal. Oh, this answers another question. This explains why the Rambam writes the laws of the superstitious behaviors in Perek Yod Aleph, Shemaskil b'Isra Chukas Hagoy, which begins with Chukas Hagoy, b'inkan hefsek bein se'ar l'mabush u'binyan l'inyan giluach ha'peah, and there's no interruption between the hair, garment, and buildings of the first three halachos, and the shaving off of the peos in chapter 12. Shigiluach ha-peos v'seret l'nefesh, because shaving the peos and getting a gashing on the skin for the dead, havyan yisurim mipnei masim she'asu ovdei avodah zarah. Those are prohibitions of the avodah zarah behaviors that the ovdei avodah zarah did. Rotzlom reminin ha-klali shachukos ha-goyim shehi ha-mizgeres she'aleh ha-ikka yisur ha-prati, which is the general framework in which there's the isur, the particular isur. So in other words, in the halachos there, our question was premised on the fact that that only these first three halachos are about chukos agoy, because that's and the rest are not. And then why does it go back to hair cutting? But the answer is no. These are the only three that are the chukos agoy haprati, but the chukos agoy haklali encompasses all the rest of this perek, which is all the prohibitions of superstition, and all of the next perek, which is about the other practices of the ovdei avodah zarah. Peos, cross-dressing, gashing over the dead, tattoos, which are also included in that. So it's, the topic is not broken up. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. All right. Next. Yeah. Okay. So then he says, "Im kol svara zo, with all the svara, efshar levar es ha-haba amina shepapir shemishnayos she'in lokin al bluris mishim lav shebaklalos." Oh, I meant to do this before we started. Okay, so I kept saying I was going to do this. I mean, I would just read the Lav Shebaklalos definition from Steindaltz. It's a prohibition stated in general terms. A prohibition of the Torah containing several particular prohibitions of different kinds. The famous one is Lo Sofelu Al Hadam, right? Don't eat over the blood. Contains several prohibitions. Among them, the prohibition against eating an animal before it is completely dead, the prohibition against eating a sacrificial animal before its blood has been sprinkled on the altar, and the prohibition forbidding judges who have condemned a man to death from eating food on the day of his execution. No punishment is administered by an earthly court for the violation of such a prohibition, even if one violates all the individual prohibitions at once. Now, I don't know the philosophy behind that, but that's the rule, is you don't get malchus on the Lav Shebaklalos. Okay, so now it's possible to explain the Rambam's Hava Mina in the Pirush Mishnayos, that you don't get malchus on a bluris because it's a Lav Shebaklalos. Shebapirush Mishnayos, Sabar HaRambam, De'ika Rak Inyan Echad Shalchukos Agoyim. In the Pirush Mishnayos, the Rambam held that there was one inyan of chukos goyim, v'hu inyan haklali, and that's the universal. He only held by chukos goy as a universal, and there are many things that come under that heading, including menachish and stuff. Became she'in pasuk miyuchad lebluris, and since there's no specific pasuk for bluris haircut, tiyeh bluris asura rak bezesh shehi min klal, chelik min klal, then bluris is only asur because it falls under the general heading, and that would be a Lav Shebaklalos, and you couldn't get Malchus on it. Ulam, the Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Chukos Agoyim, sorry, in the Halachos of, I think he means of the actual Chukos Agoyim, Higdir Aram, the Ika Gamkin, Isra Shachukos Agoyim, the Prat. By the time he gets to the Mishnah Torah, he says that there's also particular Isurim of Chukos Agoyim, which is to act as though or demonstrate your relation to the universal. The Shapir Lokin al Isur HaPratiyaz, and you could get Malchus on that particular Isur. Okay, fine. We're not necessarily giving Lav Shebaklalos, but you could see the general contours of the Svara. Hamachaber Lamad Kishitas Haramam Elishu Savar De'ika Gamkin Inyan Acher Shebom Marha Gabra Eschaloso. Okay, so the Machaber and the Shulchan Aruch learned like the Rambam that there is also So he's saying that the Mahabra holds like the Rambam, but he holds that there's another way that the Gavra demonstrates his halos, v'hu ha'achila, and that's eating. U'kamosha nira l'mashal midin ben sor amora. Just like we see that the ben sor amora, what's the essential thing that defined him as a ben sor amora is the way he eats, right? So Mahabra is saying that if you eat like an Ovid of Odazara, that can also partake of the Isser of Chukos Agoy. Now, how do you eat like an Ovid of Odazara? By saying, oh no, there are crumbs on the table, I have to bring another loaf, because otherwise it's bad luck, you know? So he says, "Mechaber kasav din hasuda b'simin kuf ayin tes she'achila b'kaseh havi achelak mihilchus meonin ella shehu himshich as far as haramim lichlo achila gamkin by isra gavra laharas as atmo kamisha shayach leading a klali shechukos agoyim." So the mechaber puts this eating thing in kuf ayin tes because it's part of hilchus meonin, but he extends the svara of the Rambam to include an achila that is as an isser of the gavra to demonstrate his relationship to the inyan haklali of chukos goy. Was that called gimel sif gimel b'sof simon kuf ayin ches gamkein? That's why he includes it in both simanim, is that it's for ma'onin and it's also Chukas Goy. Okay, fine. But Avra calls that Yesh Leva Er, this is the last paragraph, yeah. Shehefech Sheinian Chukas Goy in Haklali, who Vahalachta Bidraha. I should have asked you what you thought it was. The Isser, so you don't walk in the Chukas Goy. That's to live the life of the irrational. The opposite of that is the halakhta bidracha, which is to walk in the ways of God, which the Rambam defines as living the rational life, because he literally says the mitzvah is to follow the middle path, and he says one who follows the middle path is called a chacham, right? That's the that's his formulation there. Ratzon lomar chai ha-chachma, the life of chachma. Alze ein hashvayus b'hilchos deos perik aleph halachos hei through vav l'umas hilchos chukas hagoyim b'perik yud aleph halacha aleph, right? So that's the that's what we saw in the, okay, well, that was what I was referencing, but then he quotes something else, which is, so that's the one where he talks about how, like, you know, Yisrael are different than the other, you know, than the Goyim, and we don't live the irrational life, right? Like all the other, all the stupidity. Okay, so we read that halacha. Israel should be distinct in its garments and the rest of his actions. Just like he's separate in his mind and his deos. Okay, and that is very similar to Hilchos Deos, where he's talking about the deos of chachamim, kishim shachacham nikar b'chachmas over deos of, just like the chacham is distinguished in his wisdom and his character traits, who moved out behen mishar ha'am, and he separated from the rest of the people, kach tark shihe nikar b'masav, b'machala u'v'mashkeh u'v'v'ilasa u'v'v'shiracha u'v'v'dibor u'v'ilucha u'v'mabusha u'v'chilhu dvarav u'v'masav u'v'matana u'v'yu kol ha'masim ha'ela na'im u'v'sukan u'v'yoser. The chacham should be distinguished in all these ways from the rest of the people. So in other words, on a Klal Yisrael level, we distinguish ourselves from the non-Jews in our dress, our hair, and our buildings, which reflect the status of someone who lives a life of chachma, as opposed to one who lives the irrational life. And that's analogous to in Deos, chachamim have to go above the rest of the nation in and be distinguished in their, you know, in all these qualities as well. Yeah. Okay, so the upshot is don't live the irrational life. No, the upshot is that, yeah, so the upshot is Chukos Hagoyim is it's Hilchos Avodah Zarah. I think the easiest way to summarize it, where we'll remember it, is Hilchos Avodah Zarah v'Chukos Hagoyim. So Avodah Zarah is the worship of another god. Okay, Chukos Hagoyim is the Torah's prohibition of the soil or the backdrop which Avodah Zarah takes root in, which is the life, the irrational life of taiva and taiva-influenced thinking and imagination-influenced thinking. So the Torah does this in a general way and a particular way. The general way is prohibiting all of these superstitious practices and beliefs in fortune-telling and lucky times and unlucky times and omens and all this other stuff, because all those things are gateways. You can't be an Ovid of Avodah Zarah worshiping another god without being steeped in this way of thinking. Like, this way of thinking is what gives rise to that. In fact, my favorite definition of Avodah Zarah is what Rebbe said on the Avodah Zarah Shirim, which is the essence of Avodah Zarah is relating to the products of your psyche as a reality. Okay, you have a psyche and it can influence you, but to say, well, okay, I have this deep insecurity, so I'm going to project that there is this like magical force that if I relate to in a certain way, then I can control reality. You know, that's treating your imaginary friends as real, you know? So that's the essence of Avodah Zarah. But that doesn't just emerge in a vacuum. That emerges from many irrational ways of relating to the world, right? So when you hear the birds chirping, when you see the black cat cross your path and say, that means I'm going to fail in my business. I better avoid going to work today, you know? Or someone says, you know, certain words, and you like you think that those words have power. That's all. These are all like ways that reinforce irrational thinking, which allows Avodah Zarah ideologies to sprout. You know, so the Torah is prohibiting that in a universal way, and then giving specific prohibitions for Israelites identifying themselves externally as relating to that lifestyle. Mm-hmm. It's a marvelous system, if I may say so myself. Yeah, yeah.
I like what I said yesterday.
Yeah.
I think it's like something's right at the end, but it's like when like a TV show or like fiction, they go into like the evil alternate universe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like this is evil alternate, not seven.
It is, yeah, right. It is, yeah.
Yeah. The bizarre world.
Yeah. Upside down. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Nice. All right. Good. So let's stop here. And we have one more.
If you've gained from what you've learned here today, please consider contributing to my Patreon at www.patreon.com/RabbiSchneeWeiss. Alternatively, if you would like to make a direct contribution to the Rabbi Schneeweiss Torah Content Fund, my Venmo is at Matt-Schneeweiss, and my Zelle/Chase QuickPay and PayPal are MattSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Even a small contribution goes a long way to covering the cost of my podcast and will provide me with the financial freedom to produce even more Torah content for you. If you would like to sponsor an article, shiur, or podcast episode, or if you are interested in enlisting my services as a teacher or tutor, you can reach me at RabbiSchneeweiss@gmail.com. Thank you to my listeners for listening. Thank you to my readers for reading. And thank you to my supporters for supporting my efforts to make Torah ideas available and accessible to everyone.